you grew.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian today.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, Jesse. And you are listening to us broadcasting live right now out of the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus. Shout out as well to our leftist coast friends out at KGOE. We appreciate you tuned in this afternoon as well. And our brand new sister stations out in Waukesha, the Shaw 101 FM and 540 WAUK 540 AM. Excuse me. And so Jesse and I are talking bad faith arguments here for Wisconsin Republicans, but just the Republican Party in general is what we're talking about.
And I think this really started, you know, when Gingrich and his crew took over in 94. The first thing they did was they defunded and fired the nonpartisan scientists that advised lawmakers. So,
well, and Scott Walker used to, he said that you can't use terms like climate change.
Right. Well, I mean, this was like to make sure that the lawmakers were uneducated. They were filing for divorce from it. Empiricism, right? And now they want to file for divorce from the rest of their government.
Rest of
parties,
reality.
Rest of reality. And I just got to say, you know what? You don't get to keep the house. You don't get to keep the kids. There's the door.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an excellent point. And so you can join this fine show as well and join Jesse and I today on Dueling Tangents by giving us a call, 844-967-2789. Up first this afternoon, we got Dan from Monona giving us a call. Dan, what's on your mind?
Hey, you know, you guys talking about how the Republicans, you know, just fight the vaccine mandates and everything. You watch South Park at all?
Not in a while.
Every now and then, but yeah, not recently.
Well, the new post-pandemic special starts out. The pandemic's over, and it's been 40 years. That's how I feel like it goes, or it's going to go. As they keep derailing everything, you know, it's just like all they had to do was follow the protocols, and we could have snuffed it out probably, but now it comes variant and variant, and it's just going to keep going and going.
Yeah, yep. That's essentially what's it feels like it's happening, Dan, and we appreciate your call. You can be like Dan. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. That's essentially what we're going to see, though, because all it's going to be until, and unfortunately, this isn't even a United States question. This is until the world is vaccinated, we are going to see variants of concern popping up everywhere because SARS-CoV 2019, whatever the technical term is for COVID-19, that's going to continue to mutate. It's a virus. That's its whole purpose is mutate. It has no agency other than to replicate itself.
You know, that's where my collegiate background is in genetics.
Exactly.
And think of it like this, like every time DNA replicates, it makes an error, you know, and a very specific amount too. It's like clockwork, and the more that virus replicates, it's making more and more errors, and most of them don't pan out to do anything. But it's like a Rubik's cube. If you just do it, like eventually it will hit the tumblers, it'll pick the locks, and it'll win the genetic jackpot, and it'll find its way in past your defenses.
Right, and so that's honestly the biggest concern is the fact that the vaccines that we've had so far that have been developed are proving that they can still stand up with a pretty good proficiency against the variants that we're seeing. And my fear is that we continue to drag this on, and like Dan from Monona said, we have just this ongoing rotation, and at 40 years from now, it's still because people refuse to address it, we're going to have Delta, Beta, Gamma, it's going to have six different
Omega.
Greek alphabet. Yeah, it's going to be so many Greek alphabet letters long that those are the variants that we're going to keep seeing because we're not being adults and
again,
admitting
it's
that this pandemic's happening.
On the rank and files particularly, it's a bad faith argument to say, well, this doesn't prevent all the cases or it doesn't prevent transmission in every case, and therefore why would I get it? Well, you know what? People die in car accidents every day when they were wearing their seatbelt.
Right.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't wear your seatbelt.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
Yes. And so it's an interesting dynamic as well. Former Representative Jarkow, Adam Jarkow, running now for, he's one of the Republican candidates running for Attorney General in Wisconsin this year. He put out there that it's unconstitutional to make any American show their papers to fly for flights. He's against vaccine mandates to get on an airplane. And Jesse, this is kind of where we want to take the next
portion of the
My family and I just went down to Hawaii in October, and we had to show our vaccination before we got on the plane from Denver to Hawaii. We had to show, once we got off the plane too, it was like, well, didn't everyone on this plane just show it to somebody? Because how else would we have got on? They're like, nope, here you go. And we're like, yeah, that's fine. It, you know, I had it set to the go to sleep screen on my phone. Like, here you go.
Just keep showing it to everybody.
Yeah, we're good here.
Did you feel any less American? Did you feel un-American by
I felt a hell of a lot safer on that flight is what I felt.
Okay. But still, and, still 100% American, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yep.
That's what I thought. I didn't think it made you any less American to show your vaccination
status. I don't think so.
Status. Yeah, I don't think so either. I question the fact that that argument's being made, but I have a feeling it kind of goes in the same vein we've been talking about.
Sure.
It's a bad faith argument. Because Jarkow essentially said that Americans shouldn't have to show their papers anywhere they're flying because they're trying to bring up, they're insinuating... what Nazis
they're making
did
allusions
in World
to
War
Nazis,
II.
Which is really, really disrespectful. My grandfather came to this country when he was 12 years old with a numerical tattoo on his arm. And for them to bandy this about is disgusting.
It's disgusting, and it's wrong because, Jesse,
yes, it's also not a meaningful analogy either.
Right, it's right. Not because along with your vaccination status to travel to Hawaii, did you not show an ID and a boarding pass to the TSA agent before you got on that flight?
And isn't that the same argument they make about voter ID? Like, you should have to show X, Y, and Z. All right. Well, then it doesn't cut both ways. Like, you don't get to have it both ways.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. And here in Madison, we got a headline as well that Lucille's in downtown Madison, a restaurant, is going to be now requiring COVID-19 vaccination for any patrons that want to go in and dine in the restaurant.
Me and my wife canceled our New Year's Eve plans because of the spike. Explicitly because of that. We still dressed up. We hung out in our living room with our son. You know, we watched the new Matrix movie. We're a no-spoiler household, so I won't ruin it for anybody, but, you know, worth it. I'd say check the old ones out, too, for a little refresh course if you have the time. However, you know, we celebrated on our way. We sure didn't go out in front of a crowd full of people. We did, like, no.
New York... Times Square in New York City was mandating vaccines for you. I don't understand why you'd want to get in a giant crowd like that on New Year's.
If we knew of a bar locally that had mandated vaccination status be shown at the door, we might have actually gone out to it.
Probably, because it just guarantees you feel a lot more safe. And when
definitely.
Last fall in October, I traveled to Seattle myself. I felt better at all the breweries that in Seattle that mandated vaccines. I was like, okay, I know that everybody else that's in here is vaccinated, and yes, if somebody burps or coughs in the wrong direction after enjoying a pint of the craft beer, I'm not extremely, extremely worried that all of a sudden I'm going to get COVID because I'm vaccinated, the person there is vaccinated. You just get a better sense of security because the numbers are showing, Jesse, that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's the other aspect. The fact our hospitals are overwhelmed, but they're overwhelmed with unvaccinated individuals.
It's entirely true that, you know, you still can, to a lesser degree, potentially transmit it if you're vaccinated. It's also overwhelmingly true that if you are vaccinated and boosted, you're really not going to end up in the ICU for darn sure.
Right.
Statistically, you know, 0.000001, you know.
Yeah.
You know, over 95% of all the people in the ICU are unvaccinated or not boosted or only had one dose.
Right.
Right.
And Wisconsin is breaking we're breaking records right now for how many ICU patients we have.
And it's ironic, you know, and as much as it's frustrating to deal with Republicans for not working together to solve these problems by some means. You know, down in Orange County, California, the assistant DA, don't remember her name, but she just passed away. She was 44 years old,
jeez.
I believe. Healthy as could be, you know, arguing against vaccines and vaccine mandates and keeled over dead. And now I don't take joy in that.
No.
But out of a self-serving reason, because, you know, your body is an incubator for more viruses than, and, you know, there are also children, think, you know, that can't still get vaccinated because it's not approved for kids under 5 yet. So there, and once everybody can get stuck with the jab, then I'll feel, not as bad when somebody, you know, departs due to their own willful ignorance.
Yeah. No, it's the fact that I don't take solace in it. I don't like it. I still have your stomach kind of drops a little bit when you're reading these stories about these people that are just so vocally against it. Here in the radio industry, there's been a number of right-wing talk radio hosts that have just either downplayed or straight out denied the pandemic was happening, and then they caught COVID-19 and passed away. And so it's just very... It's awful to see that there is just a large portion of people that are insistent that this isn't happening. And I really wish that they would see what is going on and come to the light and really be able to come to the table and address this pandemic. Because my fear is as well, everybody is right now burnt out, but there is also a lot of federal aid that is coming to an end because everybody wanted to put this behind us. Everybody thought, hey, the last aid package, what we need to do, the American Rescue Plan, that's what we need to get through this. But we're almost to the point again where we need another COVID-19 federal stimulus package, because if these numbers stay up and these cases, small businesses are shutting down. I know restaurants here in Madison that over the holidays, they had so many cases that they had to shut down.
And they could start that aid package by, like I said, using the Defense Appropriations Act to retrofit factories to build N95 and KN95 masks that fall like manna from heaven, and recall out the National Guard so places like the Alliant Energy Center here in Madison and other places across the state can turn into safe drive-through testing sites. Do that yesterday.
The county says they're waiting on state approval, so
yep.
Whatever that comes,
TikTok.
Hopefully.
Make it happen.
That's my friend Jesse Pikeholst. He's filling in for Fancy Brian this afternoon here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can give this great show a call. You can be like Mark from the Sack. Mark, how you doing this afternoon?
Doing good. You know, just had the dog out for a good run. That the public hunting ground didn't see anything, but it was just great to get him out. That
what kind of dog do you have, Mark?
Sad, a yellow lab.
Aw.
He's a sweet boy. But I mean, it's just a shame that this Jericho guy doesn't seem to realize he's not qualified to be the attorney general of the state, because he doesn't realize that the airlines are a private business. So if they set rules, they can decide whatever, you know, that who they want on those airplanes as far as what they need to do to comply to get on that airplane. I mean, that these people are just so self-serving. And look at Andre Jacques, who had COVID, had a tube stuck in his chest for like a month and still isn't fully recovered yet. He still is very coy about whether he's been vaccinated or not. And
no comment was his official comment.
Utterly selfish.
But then totes the far more expensive treatments that he was required to take, where if you get vaccinated, it's unlikely that at this point in time you are going to get, like it's been said, you're going to need to be hospitalized. And now we've got the Omicron variant, which appears to be less virulent as far as the effect on your body. But who's to say that the next variant of this disease might be, more pathogenic? I mean, that it just, there's no guarantees with this thing.
Right.
And we have to follow the science, and the Republicans have been bad faith all the way, and both at the national level, state level, and Tony Evers, they're bad faith before they even came, Evers even took office, because they stripped the governor of his powers.
Yep.
Well, the governor needs to know use whatever power he has and come down on these guys with both feet. I mean, because they're not going to be his partner. They're not going to operate in good faith. He has to recognize that. Tony Evers is being too nice with these guys, and he's just got to take the bull by the...
I'm going to cut you off there, Mark. We're coming up on a break. But yes, I agree. It very much is the fact that they are operating in bad faith, because we've seen now at this point, this far into the pandemic, we know how to address it. We know that masks work. We know that vaccinations keep you from being hospitalized in most cases and prevent deaths in most cases. And the fact that there is still just a giant hesitancy among Republicans and conservative-minded individuals.
I don't wanna.
Right, that they are going to sit and complain about it, and they are going to just not participate in helping end this pandemic. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. You can give us a call at 844-967-2789. We got one more segment left in the day, but still plenty of time for your calls. You can follow the show at Dueling Tangents on Twitter, as well as the station at Devil Radio 927 as well on Twitter. We'll be right back.